Well, it's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton Council, LGA, of which there is plenty. And joining us today is Acting General Manager Dwight Graham. Dwight, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Mate, it's been a bit of a tough initiation for you. Sue and Jason Lenane have taken some well-earned time off, and you're the man that's there while this huge flood has hit. How are things coping? How are you coping with it all?
Oh, look, we've got a great team around us. I actually spoke to the general manager, Jason, a couple of times during the flood, and he offered his help. And I just commented on what a great response we had internally. A disaster really brings out the best in people, doesn't it? It's been a busy time, but everybody's stepped up. And that's not just council as well. We've seen that the SES and a number of services, we've had the ADF out there as well. So just been super impressed with the way that everybody's just stepped up, pitched in and said, let's get things done and let's help the community.
Dwight, speaking of the communities, a number of them have been affected by the floods, but Broke might just be pretty much at the top of it. They've really been affected. What are your thoughts on what's happened there?
Yeah, look, it's really sad to see. I went out there on Saturday with the mayor before she took her leave, and we had a good look around and we met the community. They've set up an amazing community centre out there, and the community themselves are leading that. There's a whole bunch of agencies out there, SES, Resilience New South Wales, Fire, the ADF even provided some people. Just really impressed with the way the community has coped with this. Now, there's a lot of hard work ahead of them there. It was really tough to see a whole lot of people's furniture, whiteware, carpets, all on the side of the road. We're working as hard as we can to make sure that all of the services that the people need, they're going to be able to have. I think, you know, it's going to be a long, hard road for Broke, but there is others affected. They're probably the worst. I think from what I've seen, you know, they'll get through it.
The roads and water supply have been affected the most. I guess that's the main target areas for the council to sort out to start with?
Yeah, it is. As well as that, of course, the electricity. Now, the electricity is back on. Great job, Osgood. We are going around, though, and checking houses that have had water in them to make sure they're safe to connect the electricity, connect the water. Mm. And, of course, the water was broken in two places. That's very close to back up and running, but we've got to check individual houses to make sure there's no problems at the house as well. They've definitely been affected. Now, the roads, we've got a couple of washouts on Inlet Road at Bulga. One of them's really significant. That's going to take a fair bit of work to get right.
Yep.
The Army are putting in a little walking overbridge. I believe that's going to go in today.
Okay.
Going to bulldoze around a little track around where the culverts were in that main washout in that road. That'll happen in the next couple of days, but then it'll take us some time to completely, permanently repair. We are going to have a look at two options here. Do we repair it back to exactly what it was, which is what we'll get funded to do? What about an option to make it better and more resilient? Which, of course, will come with a cost. So we're going to assess those options before we go ahead. The other big washout is in Broke Road itself, and that's got normally has a lot of traffic over it, so there's some work to do there as well.
Dwight, just one last thing before I have to wrap this one up. I wanted to ask, Glenny's Creek Dam is nearly at 105%. Does the council have anything to do if that needs to do a spill?
I don't think so. I don't think that's ours, but that's a question I'll look into that one.
Yeah, okay, no worries. I just know the last time it got to just over 100%, a spill had to be done, and right at the moment, that would be the worst possible thing if water had to come out of the dam, although if it can't hold it, it can't hold it, can it?
Yeah, sometimes you get in those impossible positions, but of course, you know, the community would be at the forefront of mind.
For sure.
Spilling of dams, yeah.
Yep, safety is the paramount. Well, can I just say on behalf of everybody else, well done by Singleton Council. Their response to the floods has been immediate and effective. And Dwight, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat today on 2NM.